This is Scotty Reed with Black Talk Radio News. And joining me today is Brother Kwabena Rasuli of Clear the Airways Project. And we want to speak to him about the what it seems like an increasing awareness in communities across the United States in terms of the type of music that's going out over these FCC licensed airwaves. He's been on with us before. He is a friend of Black Talk Radio Network. So this is an issue that we hope our listeners are well informed about, but we want to bring him on to talk about what it seems like momentum is building in confronting what's known as ratchet radio or killer radio. And what we're talking about is the hip hop music or rap music that goes across these community radio stations that are inappropriate, and that, you know, we're just trying to raise awareness about that. Now, Brother Kwabena, thank you for joining me this evening.
Oh, you're welcome, brother. Thank you for having us once again, man. We appreciate the work you do.
I understand that yesterday there was a music and mental health forum, community-based forum, that occurred. Can you give us some information about that? And I understand this isn't the first one that you've been aware of or been a part of.
Yeah, being part of the National Black Leadership Alliance, we joined in with those strong brothers and sisters last fall because of the work we were doing with Clear the Airways Project and Rage Against the Ratchet and other movements working to get this violent, vulgar music off these radio, off these killer radio stations. And so at that alliance, we had a summit, and we dealt with, we said we need to start dealing with culture as a weapon for our liberation, not as a weapon against us. And so one of the things we said we would do was to come out of that summit, and we even went into the summit holding these community forums dealing with certain issues. And one of those issues was music and mental health and the effects of the mind with this music. Like Biko said, the greatest weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. And so we understand that. They understand that. So we need to start getting that out to the community more. And Brother Scotty, the crazy thing about it is in the Chicago area, you know, again, you heard you said we had our forum, Music and Mental Health, yesterday. But Thursday before last, there was a forum in Joliet, which is a suburb of Chicago, called Mental Health and Violence. And they dealt with the issue of these ratchet radio stations in the media. Friday, and our Brother Diallo was at that forum on Thursday speaking. And our Brother Obari Cartman, Dr. Obari Cartman, was at held a forum at Betty Shabazz School on Friday before last called Manhood, Mental Health, and Culture. And so then on Saturday, another one of our panelists, Dr. Charles Alexander, who's a psychologist, was part of a panel at a church called Mental Health and the Prison Industrial Complex. And then this past Thursday, New Era Chicago, those bad brothers and sisters putting in that good work in Chicago and Detroit and Toledo, they held a forum called Mental Health in the Community, where again, the media came up. And then yesterday we did a forum, a piece at Cultural Connection in Chicago called Music and Mental Health.
And what was what was the participation like at the community forum yesterday? And if you don't mind, who were some of the people on that panel and what were some of the things discussed?
Oh, the panel, it was a powerful panel. It was Dr. Hunter Adams, who's a neuroscientist. He's a bad brother. Brother Diallo that we mentioned earlier, Diallo Kenyatta, he does a Bro Diallo show. And that brother just, his knowledge, he's a Pan-Africanist, vegan socialist. His range of knowledge and information is just so on point. He's a real scholar when it comes to hip hop and media and all of that. So he was on the piece. We had Sister Laurel Kilpatrick. She works, she's a sociologist, and she works with Black Lives Matter. And Gary put in some good work. She coined the phrase of when we did these forums called Do Black Lives Matter in Hip Hop? That was her phrase. And so she dealt with it from a community point of view, how it affects the community. So Laurel was on that. And again, we had Dr. Charles Alexander, who was there. He's a psychologist who was there. And what he talked about was pretty interesting, because he talked about how when we wake up in the morning, you know, or we got these earplugs in, our children do, our youth do, and constantly hearing these messages of that have them on edge, to have them ready to attack or be on the defensive. And he talked about the certain chemicals in the body that react when we have danger or we're about to do some danger. They come and they give us that extra power, that extra strength, that adrenaline, and we deal with that. And then it goes away once the issue is over with. But he said, if we're dealing with this constantly all day, every day, it has adverse health effects on the people. So he came at it on that level. So that was really good. And our brother Diallo, he came at it from a level, man. He just talked about, you know, who are the real gangsters? He said, these gangsters, gangster music that we talk about, is who's more gangster than who's the biggest gangster out there? He gave it up for Barack Obama and the gangsterism that he did with the people that were killed in Libya and elsewhere around the, he talked about the biggest economy, the largest economy in Africa, how this got dismantled under Barack Obama. He said, what gangster rapper could do that? But he did also point out that, yeah, you know, there's an issue in this. He brought the example of 21 Savage and the music he has, and we talk about that all the time. I'll wet up your grandmama's house. I'll wet up your mama's house. You know, I'll keep shooting until somebody die, and you're playing that on the radio. But he talked about the children he works with and, you know, what they be about and the music that they listen to and how he's always dissecting that. But he's also dissecting other things, like they ask him about the situation in Korea. And so he broke down the geopolitical issues with the U.S. and the Korea, showed them how Korea is so small over here as compared to the United States, this big over here. And the students got it. And so that's part of the issue, because they know that our youth get it and they understand they're hungry for knowledge. And so if you put all that garbage in their head, that's what garbage in, garbage out. So it was deep. It was like we knew it was going to be deep. And Dr. Hunter Adams, again, that brother's a neuroscientist, and he came like from the aspect of us not really having a African kind of culture, a paradigm, a way of life that we do things. It was interrupted when we were brought over here, and it continues to be interrupted and messed with. So really, really a deep, deep discussion, and we were able to share some of it, but we needed a bigger turnout. We need more people to understand that. But we're doing it not only in, like I mentioned, the five places that had it in the Chicagoland area. Well, next week we're going to be at Hood Research in Detroit dealing with this issue. Malcolm X Day in Dallas, Texas on the 20th of May. We'll be there. Our brother BC will be out there from Put Airways Project having that forum. We're going to be in Greenville, South Carolina with the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, Sister Afia, dealing with it there on the 21st, and in New York City on the 3rd of June, and also that same day in Milwaukee on the 3rd of June. So in other places, hopefully other cities will have this discussion, this much needed discussion about this music and a mental health.
Well, it is certainly a much needed discussion. I think public education is key, because a lot of times, a lot of people, they really don't understand the impact of media. They don't understand the scientific studies that show that media can indeed control your mind, as Malcolm X pointed out so many years ago. Now, we talk about it in context of white supremacy, anti-black images in mainstream media, but under the radar has been these anti-black messages that's coming over quote unquote black radio stations or radio stations targeting black communities. I want to change gears for a second. There was a pretty much an outrage the other day with Stephen Colbert, who is a political comedian. I believe he took over The Late Show, which is on broadcast television, which is FCC regulated broadcast. But it comes on late at night. I do believe it's after 10. But he made a joke about Donald Trump's mouth. And I'm just going to try to paraphrase what he said. But he pretty much said that Donald Trump's mouth is a placeholder for penises. Okay, so he used a pretty vulgar language in his joke, and that kind of got a lot of people upset, whether or not they were Trump fans or not, or they were just offended that he used that kind of language on broadcast television. Again, this is late night television, but the FCC is taking a look at it. Now, I mentioned on social media comparing the outrage and media attention that Stephen Colbert is getting for uttering that phrase on television, on late night TV, But pretty much all times of the day and the night, you could tune in to one of these killer radio stations and you can hear vulgar, violent, misogynistic language all day long, but there still seems to be a lack of community outrage or national outrage on the level that we see this outrage being displayed in terms of Stephen Colbert. And the FCC is investigating those complaints. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they should. Well, that was our opinion. I think that was our team. And, you know, the issue, though, is that, you know, like you said, they do that 24/7, 365, even on Sunday morning on radio stations that specifically target African youth. And we haven't shown enough outrage. We have filed, I don't know how many complaints with the FCC. They fined some of these stations, but it's ridiculous how, you know, we're overlooked. And, you know, I guess we don't mean nothing. We do mean something. That's why we have to put more and more pressure on these beasts to stop that crap. They say between 6 and 10 daytime, no indecent content. That's not allowed. First Amendment is not protected under that. That's the FCC's own regulations, the government regulations. Obscene content is never allowed. So that's why they're looking at the obscenity, I guess, at 10:30 or 11:30, whenever it came on. But again, they play obscene music constantly, 24/7, 365 on our stations. I was listening today to the Crawford station in Chicago, the Christian-owned, Christian talk station all around the country. But when it comes to Chicago, Hammond, Indiana, it's violent, vulgar, and blasphemous music, if you want to call it that, that they play constantly for African children, encouraging us to kill each other. I heard Fake Song, both, him and Gucci Mane. I'm both high and I'm drunk during the lunch hour today. And Gucci Mane talk about some woman in her granny drawers and how she ain't, the sex wasn't good enough or something. This is middle of the day on a Monday. And the next song was about taking care of my family. I got to look up the lyrics to that song. More violent, vulgar, you know, ignorant music. But that's constantly. It's nonstop on these stations. And I was having a conversation with a brother just a few minutes ago out here talked about we need balance. I said, bro, you can't balance that, man. How are you going to balance, I'm going to wet up your mama house and your grandmama house? You can't balance that. It just shouldn't be on the air. It shouldn't be on the air. So no, Colbert, we looked at what happened with O'Reilly. And O'Reilly, you know, people listening to him are adults. You know, these are grown women that he disrespected and has been disrespecting. But what about our children? Our daughters are disrespecting with this violent, vulgar music. And what is it doing to their minds? That's why we've been, dealing with this issue of music and mental health. Going back to that, music. You know, there's studies that talk about how music is, that's what it is. That can, and you know, we both love music. You know, the melodies in the music, the beats in the music. And it's, you know, then it's diabolical, Brother Scotty. It's diabolical. But we got to put a stop to it, man. And they're not going to stop unless we make them stop. You know, this whole issue with Colbert and the research they're doing, the FCC is doing on them. And we constantly send messages. And we had an email campaign, nowprotest.org, Brother McDonald out of St. Louis, who worked on the Mike Brown situation, inspired him to create this web portal. And we talked about this before, where he documents protests going on all around the world. And so he took up the Clear the Airways mantle and he had a piece on there, did the work. All you had to do was click a couple links and boom, you got a letter going right to the chair of the FCC with these complaints, with a lot of the stuff we just talked about. And so we got to get that going again, because now there's a new FCC chair under Trump. So that's probably another reason why they're investigating this too. But it should be investigated. That's obscene. That's ridiculous.
Right, right. Well, Brother Quabner, as we get ready to wrap it up, is there any events that's coming up that you would like to make the people aware of?
Yeah, we're speaking at the event for Malcolm X. We have an event at Center for Inner City Studies coming up on the 18th and the 19th of May, celebrating Malcolm. It's called Remembering Malcolm, Remembering Our Political Prisoners. And so there's going to be several forums and tributes during that piece. We're hoping to get Oscar Lopez to come through. I think he's getting out right around then. And I'm not sure if we'll be able to get him, but somebody from his camp should come too, because we're going to deal with this political prisoner situation. Also, I'm going to deal specifically with Malcolm and the media and talk about the Clear the Airways Project. So that's coming up on the 18th and 19th. And like I mentioned, in Dallas on the 20th, the bookstore, the name of the bookstore escapes me, but it's this bad, beautiful, big bookstore in South Dallas where they're having our brother Bernard from the Clear the Airways Project is organizing this piece on music and mental health. Hood Research on the 13th. That's going to be in Detroit, 3 to 5 o'clock. That's happening there. music and mental health. So a lot of good programs happening. New York City on June 3rd, Milwaukee on June 3rd, Malcolm X Grassroots Movement on May 21st, Malcolm X Celebration in Greenville, South Carolina. So we're just trying to get it in, brother, wherever we can. And anybody else, you know, who's organizing events like that or wants some help organizing, get at us. We'll pub them up. And, you know, this story has to get out. We got to put a stop to this madness, Brother Scotty.
Right, Brother Kwabena. And just to let people know, you can follow Clear the Airways Project on Facebook. Just type that in the Facebook search engine. That'll bring you to the page to keep you updated on the things that they are working on. Again, thank you, Brother Kwabena, and power to the people.
Right on, brother. Thank you, too. Uhuru.